Head coaching interview starting right after Sunday, something?
Yes, I would expect us on Monday to start sending out the consent form, start making contact, and we want to get going on this right away.
So coaches that who have these teams who are bye in the wild card round, you can talk to?
You can request permission, and the team that they currently work for can kind of tell you what day and where. So, but you can start asking for permission on Monday.
John, what did you think of Dave's answer on Eli, the idea, I mean, you heard it, but as long as the Eagles game wasn't some mirage, it sounded like, hey, I'm good with him.
Yeah, he had given me that answer in the interview as well, and I think that's fine. I mean, obviously, he's got to sit down and look at the tape, and we're going to hire a coach, and it's going to end up being a discussion going forward.
You've watched the games all this morning. Do you think that was a mirage?
I think he can still play, and I think he can still play at a high level. But at the end of the day, that's going to be a discussion among the Dave, the new head coach, and myself.
How much were Eli and Odell part of the interview process of the discussions that you had with
them? Their names came up. Their names came up in the interview process, yes. Obviously, they're two important parts of this team, so yes, their names came up. And you know, I think we got pretty much the same answer from everybody on both of those guys. And really, it is they've got to come in, look at the tape, talk to Eli, talk to Odell, then we'll make decisions going forward.
John, when you went into this search, did you expect that you'd go into January and talk to people from other teams?
You know, initially that had been our thought, but after going through all these interviews and talking it through with Ernie, we just had a conviction that this was the right guy for us. And listen, I'm also conscious of the fact that come Monday or Tuesday, there are going to be a number of head coaches that get fired, and there's going to be a lot of teams out there competing for the quality candidates that are out there. So being ready to do that starting Monday morning was certainly something that we wanted to do. But I think once we reached a conviction about Dave, we felt like it was the right thing to do, to make the decision now and then be ready to hit the road on Monday.
John, would you be doing interviews Monday?
I'm sorry?
Would you be doing an interview Monday?
I guess conceivably we could be, but I mean, we'll be sending out the consent forms then, so it in all likelihood it wouldn't take place on Monday.
John, what kind of head coach do you feel is necessary to help Dave and yourself correct the culture or change that culture?
I mean, I think Dave outlined the qualities very well. You're looking for somebody who has intelligence, but leadership qualities too. Somebody that's going to be able to command the room when he stands up there in front of that team. And we don't have any preconceived notion about whether it has to be an offensive or a defensive coach. Or ideally, it'd be somebody with previous head coaching experience, but that doesn't have to be the case either.
John, where are you on Eli Apple?
I think Dave said it well, too. You don't want to quit on talent. I think that's a discussion we have to have in the offseason. And he's a young guy. I happen to like him personally. I'm obviously disturbed by what's happened this year. I thought he had a terrific training camp, and I was really excited about him as a player coming into this season. So I think we have to figure out just what's going on with him. But I'd like at the end of the day for him to be a part of this team's future, but I think that's going to have to be a discussion with whoever the next head coach is and with Dave as well.
John, will Ernie be part of the coaching search?
I don't think so. Not officially. I mean, he's certainly there as a resource. I talk to him all the time, but he's not going to be there on the interviews.
You said in the summer Odell was going to get a new contract. It was just a matter of time. A lot has changed since then. You have a new general manager, new coach. Do you still think that that's the case? Do you feel confident, or does that have to sort of be reassessed given the whole situation?
I still want him to be a part of this team in the future, but I think I've got to sit with Dave and with the new head coach and figure out exactly what is going to happen there. But you know, let's face it, players with his ability don't come along very often. So, yes, I want him to be a part of this team's future. As to when we actually do the contract, I think that's for discussion.
Is it more likely now that you'll have him play out the fifth-year option rather than getting a new
deal? That's too early to say that.
John, you mentioned the phrase wholesale changes a couple of weeks ago, and if there's one thing
that maybe we all heard when we mentioned Dave as a candidate. They said, well, how is that wholesale changes? If you were going to explain.
Yeah, I'm not sure why there's such confusion about that. You know, when was the last time we turned over a general manager and a head coach at the same year? It was 1979, and there may be another change or two or three happening in the future. For me, that's pretty wholesale.
No, I think people took that comment and thought, well, we're going to go outside of our tree and bring in somebody. I think that that's what they got.
I understand, but I think these constitute pretty significant changes, at least certainly in my lifetime. And people seem to forget that Dave's been out of the building for 5 years. So it wasn't just promoting somebody from within.
John, when you look at this season, and of course winning, I'm sure, is the biggest part of the answer. What's the one thing you want to see fixed?
There's so many things. Hard to just identify one. I mean, Dave mentioned the offensive line. Obviously, that's an area that we need to improve in. But our defense didn't play all that well either. I mean, nobody played all that well, to be honest with you, with maybe a couple of exceptions. So it's hard to pinpoint just one thing. You're 2-13. You're 2-13 for a reason, and it's usually not just one reason.
John, why did you guys abandon the plan to get Davis a shot to play legitimate action?
Well, there wasn't any plan to do that. It was something that I had expressed quite a while ago. But once Steve got appointed as the interim head coach, he believes, and I share that belief, that Eli gives us the best chance to win right now. And I wasn't going to tell him. I don't like to tell head coaches who they should be playing.
Do you feel like it was a missed opportunity, though, not to get a look at Dave's?
It would have been nice to have gotten a look at him, but again, I wasn't going to force that, and we are where we are.
Do you think it was a mistake in hindsight? I mean, if every candidate you interviewed saw Eli being in the plan to bench him for that 1 week?
I think we probably could have handled it better, but you can argue that a lot of different ways. I mean, from a pure football point of view, where we were as a team right then, getting a look at somebody else at quarterback was not the worst decision in the world. I think it could have been handled better, and I take responsibility for that. I could have handled it better.
How many more? To Dave, and my sense is you already know how Giants fans feel right now about the team and the season and everything else.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good sense of how they feel about the season. Yeah.
Where is your sense of urgency? I mean, there are teams in this league who go from really bad to really good and vice versa. You've seen that. So do you expect big results in 2018?
I expect us to be a good team in 2018. You go from last to first or first to last. Teams do that every year. And we do have some talent on this roster. We obviously have a lot of holes to fill as well, but I don't see any reason why we can't have a successful team next year.
John, how extensive were your feelings when you sat down with Dave during the interview process about Eli? How extensive were those discussions?
I mean, that was certainly a significant part of the discussion, but it wasn't the most important thing that we discussed. I was interested in hearing what his philosophy was in building a team, what he had learned in Carolina, and what he knew about our roster and what he thought we needed to do going forward, and obviously who he had in mind for head coach candidates, which I'm not going to go into for obvious reasons. All those things were important to me. I mean, his philosophy on Eli is, let me sit down and look at the tape before I have a definitive answer for you on that.
Well, he seemed to...
He had seen the Philadelphia game. Eli played very well in that, and he made the same statement to me that he made to you in there. But
was that encouraging to you?
It was encouraging to me, yes.
You had any reservations the kind of head coach that you go after obviously the last one didn't work out? I mean, it was a new head coach, an offensive guy, and you put that into the equation at all?
I think it has to be somebody who either has had head coaching experience or at least has been a coordinator for a significant period of time. Because I think if you don't have that, the odds are really stacked against you. It's not impossible for you to succeed without that, but I think the more experience that individual has as either a head coach or as a coordinator on either side of the ball, I think is very important.
Do you want Spags to have a shot, John?
He will have a shot. I told him that when we made him the interim head coach, and he will have a shot.